Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz. This is episode 90 for June 23rd, 2006, the iOmega Click Drive. The Daily GizWiz is brought to you by Retail Careers at T-Mobile. Find your calling at T-Mobile.com/jobs. And now, get ready for Dick! Come with me now as we wander into the beautiful environs of the stately Di Bartolo Manor. and see what... Oh, look, there's a bird. It's... Oh, yuck! It's must be a herald of something exciting to come in Dick's Classic Gadget Warehouse.
Wow.
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 That echo machine's really taken off. Ooh. It's got a mind of its own there.
I think so.
Oh, man. Hello, Mr. Dick Di Bartolo. I'm
doing?
Well. Did I say it right this time?
Yes, I was very impressed. I was thinking of actually just changing my name to Di Bartolo. And then I said, you know, maybe Leo, you know, wouldn't mind just pronouncing my name correctly.
That's a small thing to ask.
Legal fees of right. I changed my answering machine to Di Bartolo, but okay. No.
Well, so the guy who owns the San Francisco 49ers and all those malls is Di Bartolo. You're Di Bartolo, but it's spelled exactly the same.
Spell, you know what? I wrote him a letter, 20 years ago.
Saying, you say your name wrong.
No, I just wrote a letter that said, Dear Dad. I said, perhaps you don't know that you have a son who works at Mad Magazine. So he sent me back a letter that he'd like to meet when he's in the city one day and sent me a list of his holdings. He is the senior's passed on now, but he was the world's largest owner of shopping malls, owned the San Francisco 49ers.
Wow.
I mean, yeah, I would not be talking to you if I was one of them.
Wow. But why do you think they pronounce their name wrong?
I have no idea. I know. I guess because they're rich, they could do what they want.
They do what they want. Di Bartolo, yeah, Di Bartolo.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's Italian, yes?
It is. But I just wanted to be distinguished. I didn't want people to think I was riding on his coattails. So I said, I'll be Di Bartolo. Right.
Di Bartolo.
Exactly. No.
In fact, I think people think he's riding on your coattails, to be honest with you.
Yeah, right. That's so right. Since the podcast, I think.
That's right. Your fame is now spread far and wide.
Far and wide. Every day it's fun. Yesterday, Norway. Hi, I'm a listener in Norway.
Oh, that's so neat.
I really should compile a list of every place we're heard. It's a lot.
We did at one point a Frapper map for Twit, and it was very, very global. And that's one of the things. We estimate about 20% of our audience is outside the U.S., and I think that's great. I really do.
That is great.
Yeah, I'd like to see this podcast everywhere in the world. You know, but we don't do it in 23 different languages, so it's probably going to stick to the English language countries. But
well, if we had a liparator,
we could do it.
We could do it in any language. We could have a liparator translator.
But we'd have to send a liparator to every listener.
A new product, the liparator translator.
It moves its lips to a different, the beat of a different language.
Yeah.
So we are, there must be a reason we're standing in this dusty
basement. We are, Leo,
basement.
And this is, this little guy, I thought that this was going to be a technological breakthrough. And it was for like 3 months. I don't know if he even owned one. The iOmega Click System.
Oh, the Click Drive, you mean?
The Click Drive. Well, did you just have the drive?
I never.
Not the system?
I never had this. I don't even know what the system is. What more could there be than a Click Drive?
Well, the Click Drive was a little...
It's kind of ironic because one of the problems iOmega Zips had was called the Click of Death. But they decided, I guess, to live that down and call it their next drive the Click Drive.
The Click, yeah. And they spelled it C-L-I-K, no C.
Right. All right.
And they were like size of a silver dollar. Mm-hmm. They were 40... They held 40 megabytes, and they were little memory drives that fit in the end of a card that went into a PCMI slot in your laptop. So it was portable media. But then, so that they could enhance the product, they came out with the desktop PC click drive system. So what this was, first of all, it used a parallel port, which was not too swift.
No.
It was,
that's
it was
all you had in those days, though.
Yes, exactly, exactly. But it was, it had a card, a click drive reader, so that you could take the click drive out of your PC, out of your laptop, and click it into the card reader.
Which is about the size of a brick.
That was the problem. Then
the drive's the size of a quarter, but this thing's huge.
Oh, and Leo, it had a click-on battery, so that when you the theory was you could go on the road with this and have a portable media system that only weighed 9 pounds.
It's 40 megabytes.
Right.
Now, did you have the attractive embroidered slip case to put on your belt clip to carry this thing?
I had it, but I was too classy to wear it. Yes.
What kind of geek would wear that? I mean, come on.
I mean, the whole system, if you bought everything, it was like more than $300. Oh, but the problem was, you know, the click drive itself, if you bought 10, you could got 10 for $100.
10 discs.
10 discs. And, of course, I thought this was going to be around forever. But, of course, it was just about when flash drives were catching on.
Now for, you know, $100, you can get a gigabyte of storage in a little thumb-sized device.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a big – I mean, it's funny how these things change. So when was this click system
Let's see. The click system was in the late 1990s. So it's only like 7 years. Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, it's so funny that in 7 years, something can become antiquated. You know, that, like you said, you look at it and go,
what were we thinking?
What were they thinking? You know, but back then, and when the guy was demonstrating it, I was saying, and he said, then for portable use, you click on this battery, and I'm thinking, this is neat. Yeah.
You know, it's about the size of a compact flash, right? The click discs itself.
Yeah. So yeah, well, the disc itself is a slightly smaller than a silver dollar.
Okay. Yeah.
But then you had the PCMIA card, and that system was not bad because you could it was easy to transfer things from laptop to laptop, and even for some reason, and Gateway, I think, is the only desktop computer company that does it. On their profile series, it has a PC card slot. And so it was very handy to take stuff out of a laptop and transfer it directly to a desktop.
We just had to struggle by with what we had in those days back then in the late 90s.
Yeah.
Oh, man. We were.
I remember.
It was tough. We were really roughing it in those days.
And, you know, it was very funny because someone sent me another email that when I talked about the StarTAC, that I didn't mention the StarTAC not only had a clip-on battery, but it had a clip-on organizer. Now, I don't know if you remember a little device called the Rex.
Yes. It was like the calculator, but it had your calendar and your contacts in it.
Yes, it was like a forerunner of a PDA.
Right.
And... well, the Rex made a special version for the StarTAC that would click onto the StarTAC phone. So we're back to sort of what we're talking about, the click drive here. You could walk around with like a 3 pound StarTAC by adding on the two extra long life batteries and then the PDA function.
So I don't know how people's pants stayed up because you've got this big click drive on one hip, you've got your phone on the other hip, you've got about 12 pounds of stuff hanging from your belt. My goodness, I don't know.
And that's why Scotty Vest went into business.
That's right. That Scott Jordan said, I see a better way. We could have it all in your pockets. Well, it's been fun traveling down memory lane. And if we can ever get out of this warehouse, we can take the break for the weekend.
Are there any phones newer than the StarTAC?
There are. It's interesting you should ask because they have them. Where would they have them? At the fabulous T-Mobile retail stores. T-Mobile is our, of course, sponsor for the Daily Giz Whiz. Retail careers at T-Mobile offer you fantastic jobs. Their employees are talented. They work hard, but they make great commissions, and it's a great opportunity. You can start at any level, entry level, all the way on up, and there is a full career path, lots of opportunity, a great wireless service. I use them. Great phones, great people. If you're interested to know more, visit them online, T-Mobile.com/jobs, and you can play with those neat T-Mobile phones. The MDA now is the real hot one. They've got some great
they have
phones.
A lot of, I check their website often time to time because they really get some cool stuff on.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I'm a T-Mobile customer. You know, it's about the phone.
I think they were the first to carry the Sidekick. Mm-hmm.
And because they were. And in fact, I think that's when I became a T-Mobile customer, was to get the Sidekick. And now, you know, the Sidekick 3 is going to come out later in this month, I think. We're getting close. We'll have to
It's fun to be excited about gadgets, isn't it?
Well, you know, after looking at the click drive, and it makes me think, gee, are all the gadgets we talk about going to seem as stupid and clunky in 10 years?
That's very interesting. Well, we'll just have to do this. We'll have to do this for 10 years and find out.
And we can mock all the things we talked about.
That's right. We say, Leo, take a look at this. The Sidekick.
What were people? Were you wearing plaid pants then? My goodness.
All you could do with this phone was watch television and email people and get stock reports and the latest news.
What were we thinking? I'll tell you.
It couldn't cook or nothing.
Nothing. You couldn't sail your boat with it. In all seriousness, I mean, at some point, you're going to have every function you could possibly have in these devices. I don't know what more
absolutely.
You can add.
Absolutely. TV, well, we have TV now.
Yeah,
where you can, ABC is, actually, ABC is producing newscasts for cell phones.
Yes.
They do little 5-minute versions because they think there's a...
That's where it's going.
Yeah. And you can get a Slingbox on your cell phone.
Right.
So it's pretty amazing. Yeah,
that's right.
Pretty amazing.
Dick,
pretty
time for me to say fond farewells. Head out of the gadget warehouse, but I'll see
and
you next Monday.
Fair fondue to you too,
fair
Val.
Fondue. Let's have some fondue, actually. I'm in the mood.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, very good.
You have a fondue set down here? I bet you do.
I do, right. It's digital fondue.
We'll talk to you next time.
Okay, bye.